California's had a very interesting educational history, very interesting. I've written put on tape, and I'm writing that up now. I've got a rough draft of it, and I'll send you a tape of it.
Yeah.
But San Jose State is forerunner of San Jose Normal School.
Uh-huh.
See, California became a state in 1850. Mm-hmm. One of the few states that became in the West that became a state without becoming a territory.
Yeah, I know, because of the gold rush.
That's
massive.
Right. 1948 was nothing. Southern California was pastoral.
Mm-hmm.
Northern California was practically nothing. It was called cow counties.
Mm-hmm.
And they were designed for that purpose, for cattle ranges. 50, why they Northern California took over, Southern California still remained pastoral, post-Mexican, until about 1870 or 80, 75, approximately. And they finally decided Los Angeles became a town instead of a village. And the aqueduct was built in the Owens Valley.
Right.
Mulholland built that. Well, the normal school started, and they needed teachers in this new place. San Jose is older, San Jose State is older than the University of California, Berkeley.
Oh, really? I thought San Jose State was the first.
Look it up, I think you'll find that it's, they used to brag about San Jose State, used to brag about it. The normal school I'm talking about.
Okay.
They built that set up there. Of course, that was a very popular area around that in Monterey, because in San Francisco, the peninsula area.
Mm-hmm.
So they built the normal school there, and then I don't know the order directly, I know them approximately, but starting from the north was Humboldt at Arcata, which is at Eureka. Chico, you can see how they were spread there. San Francisco and San Jose, they were the areas of population.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming south, there was Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, and San Diego. Except for Santa Barbara and Los Angeles, they all became what is now the California State University system, with one name or another,
right.
Plus Cal Poly.
Right.
But Cal Poly was a later deal, and a
right.
separate thing entirely. And then, of course, the new campuses are all around, you know. But Los Angeles was never State Teachers College, Los Angeles.
Mm.
It became University of California Southern Branch in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
When San Diego State became San Diego State Teachers College in 21, all of them became State Teachers Colleges.
Okay.
San Diego, all the others. But Los Angeles had grown, and the city in 1921 decided that they ought to have a say in the university. Berkeley was the university. Nothing was just you didn't go to Berkeley, or I'm talking about private institutions.
Yeah, you didn't go to Berkeley or Stanford, you didn't go to school.
Well, there were a lot of others. Pomona was fine.
Yeah.
Occidental, Redlands, Loyola, USC was small but good. Up in San Francisco, USF, the Catholic school there, and St. Mary's was in San Francisco. Santa Clara, they were all small.
Yeah.
Those were all Catholic, of course, up north. Pomona's congregational, and Redlands was for Baptist or something like that. Whittier was for
Richard,
Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon was. Yeah.
Yes, it was friends. Well, anyhow, the Southern Branch,
right,
1921. They moved out to Western, the end of Western Street, Western and Sunset, from a hill where Dodger Stadium is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, 10 years later, they got itchy, and Los Angeles started to grow, and they decided to make Southern Branch UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
In 1927, it became UCLA, University of California, and it took years to till 1935 before it became sufficiently autonomous.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had to go to Berkeley for graduate work, 1 year at least. They went to UCLA, or Scripps. And That's how the genesis of UCLA came.
Yeah.
San Diego, all the others became state teachers' colleges. And most of the towns, Fresno and some of the others, had started to develop junior colleges in the late 1918, after World War I. And by 21, there were some very fine junior colleges. Santa Monica, Bakersfield, Fresno. San Diego wasn't too hot. San Francisco was, they were junior colleges, strictly junior colleges.
Right.
And they decided in 23, to disband the junior colleges as such, where there was a state teachers college and bring it together. And I got a diploma after 2 years at San Diego State Teachers College. My diploma, it was just a typewritten one, said 2 years satisfactory work so I could take it to Berkeley and get 2 years credit. And it said San Diego State Teachers, somebody had typed under that at junior college.
Yeah, because they had merged San Diego City Junior College. And
then they took the junior college name away, and of course the junior college between burgeoned, and they formed a junior college like we know it today.
Yeah.
Community colleges. Now, what else have I missed? Anything?
How'd you become a physics teacher? What brought you into physics?
Well, Professor Baird.
Uh-huh.
I started in engineering. They had just 2 years of engineering here, and then you went to Berkeley, as I told you.
Yeah.
Some of them went to Stanford, Capwell, and some of the others.